Kutatera Pinchas, Pechayin Vav, first column, 10 lines into the page. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the basic purpose of tshuva is to get a lukus revealed on the into the body. So he explained that there are various different levels of tshuva. And then the Alter Rebbe explained that how do you get to some shochet astinyan of kabonis. And he explained that the eish mayim ruach offer corresponds with the dermim tzemeh chai medaber. Okay, like he said, offer is daimim, mayim is semeach, eish is chai, ruach is adam. These are the four levels that correspond with the four elements. So he says, acham shoch, zubadis, ham shoch. Again, I involve first column, 10 lines from the top of the page. Acham shoch, zushia, eish, shalamayla, nimshach. How do you get this level of eish? The fire from above to burn on the person is nimshachai de lachmi. So the level of lachmi, my bread. What does it mean, my bread? Al dera she yisrael, the Gemara says the expression, yisrael mefanis el navim shebashamayim. That yidin give Hashem sustenance. They give Hashem parnasa.
We give Hashem parnasa.
Yeah, wait a minute. Kamei, what is, how do we, a Jew gives Hashem, why does Hashem need our sustenance? He says, Kamei Allah, Sha'al of Yechya Adam, just like bread, which is the staple of all foods. Umei Shivasa Nefesh, returns the soul, Yeshedom is Pasha Beguf, to connect itself to the body. Shebabne Chalish is Vitesh's Kecha Shibale Achila. Because of the weakness of the body, because of no eating, ha'isa nefesh mistalekes, the nefesh would leave the body. Right? They halachim through the level of bread, toshav le'isan, the body goes back to its strength, le'slabish beguf l'chayesi, to dress itself in the body. Meaning like this, what does bread do? Bread, food in other words, keeps the neshama in the body. The neshama is its own life, the body, whatever. In order to keep the neshama in the body, you need food. Food keeps the neshama in the body. So he says, "Kach in kol ha'ilamis, all the worlds, atzilas, b'riyah yitzir nasiya, are derech moshe b'shem guf, is called like body of Hashem." Like it says, "V'kam a guf," and the kinyan same we say in Pasuk Leo, how many bodies did you establish? And therefore, chdei sheyeh ashros v'spashas ha'neshama, which is the level of Seviv Kol Almi. The Lav Mikol Inim Midis, that generally speak has no connection to world whatsoever. Hoidei Bechinas Lechem is through the level of Lechem. Bread, Shebeserusa L'Sato. By our awakening from below, Nase Serusa D'Le'ila. Becomes awakening from below. Through the Isha, Eish Hei, which is Aved of the Jew, you become Ish, Eish Yud, meaning it's the revelation of Elukus from above. In other words, what is the concept of mitzvahs, or especially korbanis? Korbanis is the food that keeps Hashem in the world. Meaning, there's a level of Hashem, like it says, Sevir Kol Alman, that Bechlal has no connection to world whatsoever. It's completely infinite, completely removed. What keeps that level of Elukus, like you said before at the beginning of the Maimon, this world, not the Gan Eden, that's Mamala, this world lives from Seviv. Now Seviv normally is remote from the world, Seviv Kol Alma. What keeps the Elukus, the revelation of Elukus of Seviv Kol Alma, to be in the world, to sustain the world, that's Korbanus. What is Korbanus? Lachmi, my bread? By when we do a Korban, that we're eating bread, so to speak. Kaviyocha, that level of Sefer Kolam is eating bread that keeps that level of Elokus in the body. The Nishama Sefer Kolam comes into the body called worlds. V'zeu inyan reich nechayach. Reich ha'Allah mimata lemayla. That's the level of reich nechayachi. Meaning, the smell that you possess to become nechayachi. It says, Reach Nichaychi. Yeah, the smell of my smell, basically. But Reach is what the Jews make, the smell of the Korbanos, right? They're the mitzvah. That becomes Nichechi. Nichechi comes from the word like Chosen. The Pcheis Darga, lowering from higher to lower. So therefore, what's the whole inyan of a carbon? The whole inyan of a carbon is by us doing Aravaida, Sarusa de Lasata, Hashem reveals himself from above. The gam lo shemenuch, so nichechi meaning nicheis darga, lowering the level to come down into the world. And it also comes in the word menucha, rest. What does menucha mean? Kamesha Peter shes out. Nachas ruach lefanei shamati v'nasir etzeni. The pleasure Hashem says I have by telling the Jews to do it and they do it. V'akel echad, it's all one. Meaning, she'idah devashpa lezu. This descent is yeridus eish shalemayla eish yud. From the level of seviv kol alman, from the level of seviv kol alman. In the level of rotzen oyin shalemayla me'ach chochma, which is higher than chochma. Where does memalei kol alman begin? World begins from Chochma. If you're talking about Seviv Kol Almin, this is a level even higher than Chochma that's being revealed in the world. Ki Chochma Hireishis Ishtalshus. Okay, Chochma is the beginning of worlds because Ratzin Anshel Ki Chochma Basarim Maimor Nivra Elam and Bereishis Nami Maimorhu. Means like this: the 10 utterances correspond with the 10 spheres. The 10 Sviras, Bereshis, which is B'chuchmas, as Targum says, Chuchmas means the beginning of world is a level of Chochma. Now you need to reveal Seviv Kol Alma, which is higher than Chochma, in the world, that is through the level of Korbanos, through the level of mitzvahs. But not all mitzvahs. Who does this? The level of Korbanos. B'nei Chochma Mayin Timotzi. Chochma comes in the level of ayin, the pasuk says, meaning, mepchein is ayin from the level of ayin. We would rots in the elyon, raivet the chol raivet, rots in will of all wills, the rots in ze elyon ze unim shechlamat the mepchein is asiya. So what's the whole purpose? The whole purpose is a level of godliness higher than the level of chochma, which is mamalu kol albin basically. The level of Seviv Kol Almin to be revealed in the world. And that's what it means. You did my will, my Ratzain. Ratzain is higher than Chochmah. So what's the purpose of Lachmi? To bring down into the world. Because I'll tell you like this. The Neshama and the body really have nothing to do with each other. One is ultimate Ruchnius. One is ultimate Gashmias. Right? So basically, to keep a neshama by nature, like Dr. Rebbe says in Perek Yuches of Tanya, wants to leave the body. It leaves the body. If you don't force it to stay in the body by eating, it's not going to stay in the body. Why isn't it going to stay in the body? Because the neshama and the body are opposites. Elukus, Seviv Kol Almin, and world is our opposites. In order to keep that level of elokus, to force that level of elokus to stay in the world, it has to be through Karbon Ilachmi. Now, in the essence of Hashem, in the level of the essence of Hashem, you can't even say will. Will is already a gilui of elokus. In fact, the word Ratzain, which is the letters Tsinor, which means a pipe, what's the purpose of the pipe? To bring something from one place to the next, like the pipelines. What does Ratzain mean? I am drawn to the thing that I want. Something creates a desire, a will between me and that thing. So that is, a, so to speak, not the essence of Hashem. The essence of Hashem is above all that. No matter you do good or bad, it's no connection to Hashem whatsoever. This is what entered Hashem's will. Again, why does why do mitzvahs become lachmi? Only because Hashem wants so. There's no thing as by me doing a mitzvah, I'm forcing Elokus to stay in the world. Hashem's not forced to do anything. Right? Our actions really have no mathematical connection to Hashem to influence him in any way whatsoever. But what is it? This is what Hashem wanted. Hashem says, you do a karban, that's my bread. You keep me in the world. You do a mitzvah, you force me to stay in the world.
If you don't, God will leave
the world. Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Was he going live?
The Gemara says, when Hashem gave the Torah when Hashem created the world, okay, Hashem made a condition with the world. If the Jews accept Torah on Har Sinai, you will exist. If the Jews refuse the Torah on Har Sinai, I will make you tohu vavohu again. I will make you back into nothing. That's why it says in Tillim at the beginning, Eretz yara v'shakata. The earth was fearful and calm. So Gemara in Shabbos says, initially, the world was shaking. They didn't know if the Jews going to accept Torah or not. So they were shaking. They don't know if they're going to exist or not. After the Jews accepted Torah, the Shakata, they were shaken, they were calm. So what Hashem wanted, but otherwise it wouldn't be. Hashem wanted that when a Jew does a mitzvah, that forces Kaviyachol, forces Hashem to stay in the world. Why does it force Hashem to stay in the world? Because this Hashem said, I want that when you do a mitzvah, you force me to stay in the world. And this, as we'll soon see, is primarily by Kabbanis. By doing this awakening from long-term mitzvahs, becomes an awakening from above. This is what I said. As he attained of Aide Kiyama Teda, through the fulfillment of Teda, Nasa Bechinis Rotzen, Lord of Betachtainu, which is the level of Gilu. Okay? Now, in a Kenege Beis E Bechinis Elu. Okay? Corresponding with, so what's Davening do? Our awakening from below causes an awakening from above. So that's why we have two tefillas. Chayva, Shachris, and Mincha. That's why, because there's three tefillas a day. Even though there's an argument in the Gemara about the Mishnah, in fact. If Ma'ariv, Arvit is optional or mandatory, but the halacha is Ma'ariv is optional. So what are the two mandatory tefillas a day? Shachris and Mincha. Those are mandatory tefillas a day. He said, why is it? Because Shachris is Momata Lamaila and Mincha is Momaila Lamata. Shachris is from the Jew going up, Mincha is godliness coming down. No. He says, because he said, At Baruch Shama is the level of Asiya. Baruch Shama ve'elup sukkah de zimri kirishma, that's the Mimata Lamaila. Okay? So therefore, that's why is Mincha so much shorter than Shachris? Because Shachris, we're going up the Sulam, going lower to higher. So you have four rungs of the ladder. So that's the Jew having first to do Psukkadizim, and to Psukkadizim, Psukkadizim, Rebichas, Krishma, Shmon Esrei. Umin Chaloshim Menucha, which is Am Shachim Momaila Lamata, Bechinas Tfilis Yitches. And he says, Shebe Mincha, Ein Shamak Tfilis Yitches. What's Mincha? Mincha Shmon Esrei. But Masha Enkin B'Shachris, you have Psukkad Baruch Shem, Psukkad Zimmer, Krishma, Wimi Mata Lamaila. Right? So therefore, because davening, which is instead of Karbonis, and Karbonis did Karboni Reach Nichoichi, the Reach that comes from lower to higher, because smell goes up. I mean, smoke goes up. Smell goes up. And Nichoichi is 11, the Chayz Daka coming down. So therefore, we have the tefillas yitches yam shoch momay lamata b'chinas b'chai pa'amayim the 18 brachas twice baruch at shakol brachu am shoch the level of akedus yitzchak shenichel yitzchak b'avram. So he says, what's the connection
between akedus yitzchak
Minchas Yitzchak. Okay? Shachris is David of Avram Avinu. Now Yitzchak is the Tfilis Mincha, he instituted Mincha. So that's the way Mincha becomes part of Shachris. It becomes the connection between Yitzchak and Avram Avinu's Aveda was Vayikra Shem B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. He went and spread godliness. Mumata Lamaila. Mincha is like Yitzchak came down head first from Gan Eden when Eliezer Rivka, when, you know, with that whole story. So that's Mumata Lamaila. So that's why we need two tefillahs today. By the way, just for the record, Taisus in the Gemara Shabbos says, the beginning of Shabbos, Taisus says that even though Maidev is optional, you shouldn't knock it because Yaakov Avinu did it, instituted it. Secondly, nowadays we all accepted it as a responsibility anyway, so it's not, but Chassidus and Kabbalah explain even more. Why is Arvis Rishus optional? Because it's too great to command. And therefore, Chassidus explains, to turn everything around, Maariv is Rishus because it's even greater than Shachris and Mincha.
Rabbi, yesterday I went from here to Normandy.
What? Normandy and in Europe?
Santa Monica.
D-Day?
If a person eats for Maariv,
well, like any rabbinic thing, yeah.